AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Michigan is the latest presidential battleground. Donald Trump is hoping to show he can appeal to voters in that state and the industrial Midwest who generally lean Democratic. Ted Cruz is also hoping to win tonight in Michigan, but he told voters in Lansing he would never ask them to pledge their votes to him like Donald Trump has done.
The idea that a candidate running for office wants the people to pledge loyalty to him like subjects to a king. Well, we've had 7 years of a president who thinks he's an emperor.
AP correspondent Mark Smith reports tonight's results may not dramatically alter the race, but he says they could be earth-shaking for a couple of candidates.
Michigan and the other three states come a week after Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's sweeping Super Tuesday victories and before next week's all-important primaries in Florida and Ohio. The notion's been growing that those are make or break for Ohio Governor John Kasich and Florida Senator Marco Rubio. If Kasich doesn't do well in next-door Michigan, that could be an ill omen.
Folks from both parties are voting today in Michigan, Mississippi, Idaho, and Hawaii. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton thanked people for their support today while visiting a bakery in Detroit.
Great to see you. Thank you all.
The fate of the last legislative chamber in the South, still controlled by Democrats, is in the hands of a few thousand Kentucky voters in four House districts where polls have just closed. Authorities in the Midwest are searching for a man suspected in a quadruple homicide in Kansas and another killing about 170 miles away in Missouri. Stocks pulled back today as the price of crude oil sank. The Dow fell 110 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is still a nation of homeowners, but the ranks of renters are growing fast.
It's a familiar path. Young people rent apartments in the city, get older, maybe get married and have kids, move to the suburbs and buy a house. Some studies suggest that's changing. The Furman Center at New York University and the Bank Capital One report 29% of the people living outside the nation's 11 largest cities are renters. That's up from 23% 10 years ago. A Harvard study says 37% of all households rent. That's the highest percentage in 50 years. Affordability is a big reason, but rents are going up as well. Nationwide, the typical tenant can afford fewer than half the typical rental homes. Warren Levinson, New York.
Medicare today proposed a nationwide experiment into new ways to pay for drugs administered in a doctor's office, including many cancer treatments. But Uncle Sam won't be telling doctors which drugs to prescribe. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.